Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you here until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220, The Word. And I'm sure you're listening today. You're probably digging out from yesterday's snow. But if you are, you might not have to wait long. It's melting fast in a lot of spots. Some areas, the sun's trying to come out a little bit. And we had quite a bit. We had 5 or 6 inches at our house last night. But thankfully, and down the little valley that we're in, we didn't get the wind as much, but we still had power line at the end of our street go out. Fortunately, our house was the last house with power, but the neighbor that's just after us there before the end of the road, they lost their power. So we had their sump pump plugged into our outside outlet so they didn't flood their basement out. But it's things you do. Well, the joys of living in northeastern Ohio, but hopefully the sun will come out a little bit, and here in the next day or so, most of this snow will be melted off, and I hope wherever you're at that you're doing okay, and that you're recovering from any of the problems that might have been last night. And boy, talk about the wind and everything. I was telling somebody, I said, it's, you see how the Lord blesses or takes care of us. We were going to go out to get something to eat last night, and my wife was working on some paperwork from some things from work, and she said, I'm kind of busy, and I think it'd be better I just work on this paperwork and we'll get that done. And she's working on the paperwork, I was fixing supper, and we heard a pop when the one line at the end of our driveway popped off the pole or snapped, and it come down a chunk of the line, and then the transformer getting the end of the street or going off into the woods, that blew, and our power blinked but stayed on, but we had a wire across the end of the driveway and the road, so we're just thankful we didn't have to drive back into that. So any rate, well, you're listening, as I said, to Live with Pastor Al, and I'll be on with you till 2 o'clock. If you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, we are live. You can give us a call toll free, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And you can give us a call here this afternoon with your question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word. And just a reminder, we are online. You can find us at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And you can also find us on Facebook. We're broadcasting on Facebook Live right now. And that's facebook.com/livewithpastoral. That's so you can find us there and listen online as well. Well, a couple things we're going to talk about here. And a reminder, we've got coming up. And my computer's acting sluggish and slow here today. But on Sunday the 18th at our church, we're having a Sloppy Joe and Pie Fellowship after the morning service. And this is something we started doing a couple of years ago. I think it was in 2015, I believe it was, in March. On March the 14th, for those of you of a mathematical bent, March the 14th is International Pi Day. And you say, why March the 14th? Well, because it's 3, the month 3, the day 14, 3.14. If you remember your formulas, pi is a very significant number that we use in finding circumference and area of a circle and all that, the famous pi r squared and different things like that. But so we got started on it because that year was 3.1415. And we just, it just was a fun thing to do, great chance to have some fellowship. And you can find that on our website as well. If you just go to our webpage at livewithpastoral.com. You can click on our church webpage there. I'm the pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, and we meet in the Richfield Holiday Inn Express. We'll have some more information on that coming up at the end of the program, but just to let you know, we have our Friday night Bible study there, and it starts at 7 o'clock. It's informal. You bring the questions, and we talk about, just like we do on the radio, current events and theological questions, whatever it might be, you know, questions about the Bible and current events in light of God's Word. We also talk about, some other things that are happening with our church there, too, but we have our church services there on Sunday and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock, though we don't really get into the Bible study until probably closer to 10:30 because of getting in and getting a church set up and everything, since we have everything in a box and everything and people chatting and everything. But we're currently looking at some reasons to believe that God exists, and we're at the part in our study where we're talking about creation and evolution. Then at 11 o'clock is our morning worship service, and in addition to the singing and different things, I'm preaching through the book of Galatians right now. Galatians chapter 3 is where we're at. And then on Sunday night at 6 o'clock, we're also meeting there at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express in the meeting room at 6 o'clock. Time of fellowship and worship. And I'm currently preaching through the book of Psalms on Sunday nights. And I believe I'll be in Psalm 141, which if you count your psalms there, you know I've been in Psalms for a while now, but it's been an enjoyable journey going through the book of Psalms. We've learned a lot, and so if you're looking for a church that preaches the Bible, we might fit your bill. I hope you'll come out and join us and at least visit us and see what we're about. Well, we're going to get into our program here. Let's have a word of prayer, and we've got a caller calling in, so we'll get right to that right away. Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you again for the opportunity to be on the air today. Bless the program. Use it for your glory. Pray you keep people safe as they're digging out from the snow from last night. And thank you for watching over us, Lord. And yes, bless the program now for your glory. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. Well, we got some things that I'd like to get into here, but we're going to give your callers first up here. And we have John calling in today. And John, welcome to the program today.
Thank you, sir. I just have a real quick question. You and Pastor Al Davis have been talking a lot about the KJV Bible being the only Word of God, which I thoroughly, with all my heart, believe.
Uh-huh.
And we've talked about all the different versions, the NIVs, the
right.
SBBs, and all that. Where does the Gideons stand in all of this? Because you see them a lot in our hospitals, our hotels. Mm-hmm. And where does their version stand compared to the NIVs and all that?
The last I noticed a Gideon Bible, because when I'm ever in a hotel or something, I always try to look and see if they've got one, and I check the translation. And I'm trying to think, the last one I saw was either today's English version or the New King James. Not sure which one it was. I know they were using some of those. In the past, they used to use the King James Version, and there were reasons for that. Part of the reason was simply that was the most available, and I don't know that the Gideons as an organization took a strong stand at any time in the past on the King James, but they certainly don't today. In fact, back in the 80s, the late 80s, they were already switching in many areas, putting out NIVs and New King James, I believe, at that time. And it was kind of interesting, because I asked somebody one time, they said, "Oh no, we only put out the King James." I said, "Well, I've seen the other ones in some hotels already." And they, as an organization, they do not take a stand on the Bible versions. I just don't think they've looked into it. You know, and the sad thing is, John, a lot of people just don't look at this issue, because unfortunately, many people are told it's a non-issue. There's nothing to see here. Don't even look at it. And if you do, you're some kind of kook. But all I know is in the Garden of Eden, in Genesis chapter 3, one of the very first attacks that the devil made was to say, "Yea, hath God said." And pretty much all of these modern versions, one way or another, say, yea, hath God said at multiple points in the scriptures.
Because I work at a place where the Bible is the Gideon Bible, and I'm thinking of maybe going to different churches, maybe getting old Bibles that people left behind, maybe start taking the King James, not so much replacing the Gideon Bible, but giving people a great choice.
Well, actually, John, you got a good idea there, because you can get, there's a number of good ministries, churches that are producing Bibles. In fact, our church helps out a church down in Tennessee. I'm trying to think of the name, in Oliver Springs, Tennessee. I can't think of the name of the church right off the top of my head, but they have a Bible printing ministry, and there's others as well. And you can get Bibles fairly cheap, and we've actually gotten Bibles from them, about $5 a Bible for a whole Bible, and we've given them to hotels. Churches can do this. Christians can do this. They can, if you're familiar with a particular hotel in your area, if you contact them, a lot of times, if you say, I'll supply the Bibles, they'll let you put a, you know, give them to them.
I'm just wondering if I have to go through my directors, though, to get this approved, or if I could just do it.
Well, you, if you're talking about doing it as a church ministry, obviously the church is going to have to be involved in it in some way. But as an individual Christian, you know, it's free country. If you want to give a box of King James Bibles to a local motel or something, you may have an opportunity to do something there.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking about doing. Okay, I thank you for your help. I just wanted to know where it compared to the King James and everything, because I wanted to try and get these King James into this and give the people at this place a choice.
Right,
that,
right.
That way they're not stuck reading the Gideon, or, you know, they could actually get into the King James. And I'm even thinking about opening it up for questions for myself, because I've been a Christian for 30 years. I was saved back in 1982.
Yeah.
And I'd like, you know, maybe open it up for questions, kind of something like what you're doing, but, you know, because a lot of people don't understand the King James.
Right. And
maybe I can help them out there.
Yeah. And, you know, for myself, I was using the New American Standard Version, as in the Air Force, and rededicated my life to the Lord. And a friend of mine who got me back in church said, I see you using the New American Standard. Why are you using that instead of, say, the New International Version or the King James or something like that? And I gave him my reasons, and then he said, well, did you know that it comes from a different, you know, stream of manuscripts than the modern, you know, the King James comes from a different stream of manuscripts than the modern ones. I had never heard that, and I had actually looked into it a little bit, and he gave me some information, I know we got another caller calling in, but just as an aside for those who might not be familiar with this, the King James Version of the Bible is the only commonly accessible version that you can get in the English language that comes from the Antiochian stream of manuscripts, and all of the others, the New King James even, and the New International Version, today's English version, all of them come from the Alexandrian stream of manuscripts from Alexandria, Egypt, where the Bible was corrupted way back in the second century even. And the King James that comes from the Antiochian, that's Antioch there in Syria, where the disciples were first called Christians. And that one has remained a pure stream of manuscripts down through the ages. God's preserved his word just like he promised he would. So, and when I saw that, it was a simple decision. I want the best. So,
all right. Thank you for your help, Pastor. Stay warm.
Oh yeah. Well, it's warming up. Sun's peeking out a little bit here and there. So, it's springtime. It's March in Ohio. So, thanks for your call, John. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Bye. Thank you. And we've got Fran calling in today. And Fran, welcome to the program this afternoon.
Yes, thank you very much. The reason I'm calling it, I was wondering what the sin unto death means. Is it when, like, you go to communion, you don't take it unworthy, or is communion to do something wrong once and you forget to really repent and be accountable for those sins, or how does that work out with the
sin unto death? Yeah, that's something that gets brought up every once in a while, and a lot of people get confused or worried about that. And essentially, if you're a born-again Christian, you don't have to worry about this because every sin is forgiven, and you're not going to lose your salvation. And but now let me back up a little bit and reword somewhat what I just said. In terms of every sin is forgiven, you're not going to have to worry about dying and losing your salvation and being cast into the lake of fire because you've lost your salvation. Now, that's a false teaching that's out there, and the Bible repudiates that. Jesus said in John chapter 10 that he gave us eternal life and will never perish. And if you could lose your salvation, then it simply means that Jesus was either ignorant or a liar, because he specifically said that he gave us eternal life and will never perish. And it's amazing. I hear people all the time that say that's a lie from the pit of hell that you have eternal security. It's nonsense. But I'm going with Jesus when he said he'll never perish, and you know, we have eternal life. But in 1 John chapter 5, we have this phrase, sin unto death. And I was going to turn over there while I was talking. But in 1 John chapter 5, John is writing here, and let's see, let's start in verse number 13, I think, or 12. Well, let's go to verse number 11. This is the record that God hath given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. So we have eternal life, and the definition of eternal life is just what it says, eternal, without end. Verse 12, he that hath the Son hath life. And he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. So if we have the Son, we're born again. Back in Romans, the Bible says that if we don't have the Spirit of Christ, we're none of his, meaning, you know, we have to have the Spirit of God in us. And when we trust Christ as our Savior, the Holy Spirit of God moves into the heart of the believer, and he seals us unto the day of redemption. And he'll never leave us, never forsake us. We have his name written on us. We belong to him. And so as he continues here in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 13, he says this, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. And let me see here. I'm getting to the spot that I want here, 1 John chapter 5. We're coming down. I was afraid I was getting too far away from my verse here. So he's talking about knowing that we have eternal life and the things that are written in the Bible. If you've trusted Christ as your Savior and you have eternal life, he wants you to believe that. He wants you to have confidence. That's what he's saying there in verse 13, that you may know that you have eternal life and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. And he continues, let me jump down here for time's sake to verse 16. And in the context of this, he says this, if any man see his brother sin, a sin which is not unto death, he shall ask, and he shall give him life for them that sin not unto death. There is a sin unto death. I do not say that he shall pray for it. All unrighteousness is sin, and there is a sin not unto death. And so the implication too there, you know, we have a sin unto death, a sin not unto death. So what are we talking about here? We're not talking about the lake of fire. We're not talking about hell, because if you're saved, you have eternal life, and he wants you to know that and believe that. But let me take you back to Hebrews here, and I think this will unlock this. And you know, when we compare Scripture with Scripture, we can unlock some of these things. In Hebrews chapter 12, the Bible talks about the Lord's chastening of his children, okay?
Right.
And in Hebrews chapter 12, starting in verse number 5, there's a passage on how God chastens his children. Now, this is not punishment. We mistakenly use the term chastisement for punishment today, and it's not. This is corrective things. This is why we call it discipline sometimes. And you'll see what he says here. He says in verse 5, Hebrews 12, verse 5 starts here, and ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastisement, whereof ye are all partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons. So what he's saying here is a believer is going to endure chastening when we indulge in sinful behaviors and practices. God will chasten you if you belong to him. If you don't belong to him, he's not going to chasten you because you're not his child. And so if you're saved, you put your faith in Christ as your Savior, you get chastened when you sin. You don't get thrown into the lake of fire. You don't get punishment because the punishment for your sin was paid by Christ on the cross when he suffered and died in our place. But now here's what he continues. He said in verse 9, furthermore, we've had fathers of our flesh, which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather, notice what he says here, be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? You see that phrase there? Some chastening may actually reach the point of death. We're not talking about loss of salvation. We're talking about loss of life.
Right.
So
take them out of the war. They take them, to death. And the second son-in-law, he didn't obey God. He knew better, so God pulled him at a young age.
Yeah, but now we can't just assume that somebody who dies at a young age, they sinned unto death as a believer. And here's why: the Bible says it's appointed unto a man once to die. Okay.
Yes.
Once to die, after that, the judgment. Now, for an unsaved person, the judgment is the great white throne judgment, where they'll be cast into the lake of fire, and the great white throne judgment will determine the degree of punishment in the afterlife. But for believers, our judgment is at the judgment seat of Christ, where we will be judged in regards to faithful service and receive rewards based on faithful service. The judgment isn't whether or not we go into heaven or hell. That's taken care of. If we didn't trust Christ as our Savior, the Bible says in John 3:18, we're condemned already because we have not believed. If we have believed, then the judgment for our sin is already taken care of. We already have our name in the Lamb's Book of Life. We're on our way to heaven. But when we sin as believers, God doesn't want us to keep sinning, and he chastens us. In fact, let me go back to Hebrews chapter 12 here. In verse 10 and 11, he says, for they, talking about earthly fathers, verily for a few days chasten us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Now, no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. So, yeah, chastening is designed to correct bad behavior, stop us from doing sinful things so that we'll draw closer to God. But when we reach the point where we will not listen, God can take our life. And basically, we die early. So we have an appointment with death. But just like if you have a doctor's appointment, sometimes you say to, I can't make it at that time, and you change the appointment. You can move it up. You can move it back. I believe God does that because the Bible talks about, like King Hezekiah, his appointment with death had come. The prophet told him, get your affairs in order. God said, you're going to die. And he begged God because he had things he wanted to do. And God gave him 15 more years. The Bible says in Ephesians, I think it's 6 or so, where he says, children, obey your parents in the Lord. This is the first commandment with promise. It talked about having a longer life. So I believe if you're obedient, your appointment can be pushed back, more life. If you're disobedient, it can be moved up, less life. And that could be the sin unto death. Does that help?
Oh, that's where it fits in. Yeah, that helps.
Yeah, yeah. So
it's so confusing. It's
You don't lose your salvation. You might get to see God a little sooner than you expected.
Right. Okay, thank you.
So, hey, thanks for the call, Fran. I appreciate that. And I want to thank our listeners today. We're out of time here today. Join us again Sunday night at 11. And then next week again, Friday at 1:30, we'll be back with you again. And stay warm. Hope your snow melts quickly. And tune in next time. And we want to thank you. God bless. And we'll see you later.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220, The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.